2012. Sharon actually hasn't won in 23 years, but they haven't played since 1991, so.
There's been a lapse in the series, but it's been a pretty competitive series, 17-12.
Yeah.
Last week, both teams had games, and Sheraton won 26-0 at Centerville, and Davis County fell to Fairfield. So it should be a good hard-fought game tonight. Sheraton's got a big crowd here tonight. There are a lot of people here ready to cheer on the Chargers. It's Jim Burbridge and Andrew Lang, and David Lang is a spotter.
All right.
Now, here we go. Charger lineup's being announced now.
Always a good matchup between the Mustangs and the Chargers, as far as basketball and all the other sports go in the South Central Conference here.
It is a good rivalry year after year.
Chargers coming out on the field here through the pregame ritual, running through the crowd and the cheerleaders and the flag team. So in 1990-1991, Davis County has a two-game winning streak, winning 40-0 and 23-3, excuse me. And Sheraton in 1989 won 27-7, so recent history hasn't been there, but hopefully we can get a nice little new rivalry started here, and both two hard-fighting schools.
Chargers are crazy to play tonight.
Alright.
Well, we had the national anthem here a few minutes ago, so they should have the coin toss here in just a minute. Sheraton's taking their sideline, and the captains are getting ready to go out onto the field. Lots of cheerleaders this year for the Chargers.
Yeah. School spirit here has really kind of blossomed over the past 4 years, it seemed like.
The captains are taking the field. It looks like it's T.J. Hawkinson, Derek Lang, Aaron Storm, and Aaron Kane. Davis County also has four captains.
Number 72, Max Chilton.
Davis County's players have turned. We can't see their numbers.
All right, looks like the Sheraton Chargers will receive. Start the game here.
We'll get to start on offense and hopefully put some points on the board. Chargers are going to be on the south end of the field, going south to north. Davis County will defend the north end zone.
Kicking for Davis County, number 52, Connor Davidson.
Connor Davidson will be doing the kickoffs for Davis County. And deep for the Chargers is number 21, Dylan Sanders.
Also back
is like number
Derek Lang and Kobe Richmond.
Kobe Richmond and Derek Lang. Here we go. About to get the run up to the ball and the kick.
It's a short
kick.
Derek Lang picks it up, fumbles with it a little bit.
Takes it to the middle, trying to get to the outside, cut it up. He's got it to the outside. He's going to take it to about the 37-yard line. That's where the Chargers will start this drive.
34-yard line.
Okay, the Chargers have come up to the line. Davis County's taking their spot on the defense. We're in the shotgun. And the handoff to right, to the right to Dylan Sanders. He gets about 8 yards, 7-8 yards. Good run on first down. Good strong run. Good hold by that offensive line.
That brings up second and looks about 4 yards.
Second, 3 or 4.
Second and third.
Shoot, Chargers coming back to the line. Davis County is lining up. Quinn Storm is in the shotgun.
Derek Lang takes it in motion. Oh, he breaks it to the 40.
Oh, broke a couple tackles on that play. He's got down to Davis County's 40. That's a pickup of about 15 yards. Great run. Great run, great play.
There's a huge hole there. He had a lot of room to work with.
Chargers are speeding it up. They're coming back up to the line already.
All right.
Still in the shotgun. Taking it off to the right. Hand it off to Dylan Sanders again. Oh, and he was snowed under with no gain. Still at about the 40-yard line. Making a few substitutions now. Chargers brought in a couple of new players. We're in the shotgun, handoff. Inside handoff to Derek again. He's going up the field.
He's left 30.
He's going.
20.
He's going. He's down at about the 10-yard line. Another big gainer. Another big gain. Got a 30-yard gain. Brought down by number 23, Jacob Jones from Davis County. Big play for the Chargers, big play.
The play's going to be dangerous all night. Coming in motion there, he's coming a little later than they usually do, sitting back in the shotgun.
Chargers coming up to the line again. Referee standing over the ball, though, so we're going to slow down here for a second. Both teams are lined up. Still have the referee over the ball. Okay, the ball's ready to play. We're still in shotgun. We've got two backs in the game. A handoff to Dylan Sanders. He's trying to get outside, and there's a flag on the play, and he is dropped for about a 7 or 8 yard loss. We'll see what the flag is on the play. Looks like it's a hold on the Chargers. So that's going to back him up. The play was a loss of about 7 or 8 yards. Right. The referees are getting ready to walk off the penalty here, having a little discussion about what it's going to be, it looks like. Now they're taking it back 10 yards.
Score still 0-0 here in Sharon. About 10 minutes left.
Ball is now on the 21-yard line. Okay, we're in shotgun. Quinn gets the ball. He's back to pass. He's back to pass.
Scrambled.
And he's scrambling, and he's sacked. He's sacked for about another 6-7 yard loss, it looks like. He had a little bit of time there, and then he just got swarmed under. Davis County was pretty strong on the rush there. Number 52, Connor Davidson, was leading the charge on that tackle. Sheraton brought in two new players, coming back up to the line. Dylan Sanders is back in the game. So did the inside handoff to Derek. Derek's got about, looks like about 5 yards.
That'll bring up third down.
It's going to be third and long. About 9 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Ball's on about the 22-yard line. Davis County's defense has really stiffened up here on the last few plays. So the Chargers are back at the line. Dylan Sanders is behind Quinn Storm. Derek Lang split out to the left. Tony throws over. No, an overthrows. Overthrows T.J. Hawkinson in the end zone. Brings it up fourth down at the 22-yard line.
T.J. Hockenson hasn't been much of a threat yet. Usually that's our go-to in past situations. He's about as dangerous as you can be in high school athletics.
He is a big, strong player, that's for sure. Looks like the Chargers are going to go for it on fourth down here. We're in the shotgun. Quinn Storm and Dylan Sanders in the backfield.
Drops back to pass.
Passing again. They're deep after
Derek
Lang.
Oh. Broken up.
In the end zone. Broken up right at the end zone.
Great pass.
Nice pass. Broken up right at the goal line. Ball's going to go over to Davis County on downs. They're going to start at their own 22-yard line.
That was a very catchable ball. Just at the last second, he's bringing it in, and the helmet just kind of broke it up.
Davis County made a nice play on the ball at the end there. Davis County is bringing out their offense. Starting at their own 22-yard line. Two wideouts, far right and far left. Sheridan's defense is quarterback keeper on first play. He looks like he got about 4 or 5 yards on that play.
Justin Nutz, their quarterback, number 12, a really dangerous player. They're going to run that read option pass and read option all night long. He can run the ball, throw the ball, and really quick on his feet. So it's kind of just
going to be a good test for the Charger defense this week.
Really came with a mindset of just really trying to contain him, and hopefully everything else just kind of falls into place.
We're back up to the line of scrimmage. There, Davis County was in the shotgun. Quarterback's keeping the ball again. Got another 3 or 4 yards on that play. It's going to be about 3rd and 2, it looks like. 3rd and 1. Taking it out to about the 31-yard line. Charger defense is going to try to play that read option all night. We'll see. Cheerleaders down here trying to fire up the Sheraton crowd. The referees are over the ball again. That looks like they're bringing it out for a measurement. It's closer than even a yard.
Yeah. Once again, huge Sheraton crowd here.
Big crowd. Got a pretty vocal crowd so far, too.
Yeah.
I probably know this is a pretty big game for the rest of the season. They did get the first down on it. It was a little closer than we even thought. So it's going to be a first down for Davis County. Officials are over the ball. Both teams are lined up, getting the sticks back to the sidelines. Got about 7 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Davis County comes back up to the line. They're in the shotgun. Ball snapped.
Go back.
Hands it off to the back. The back's got a hole. Back's got a big hole. He gets it up to about the 49-yard line. Big gain.
Mustang first down.
15-yard gain. First down, right about the 50-yard line.
Quarterback read is just really tough to contain. I mean, he reads that outside end and just quick decision. And
they're coming back up to the line. Davis County's over the ball. Sheraton gets lined up over the ball. They're in the shotgun still. The ball snapped. He's back to pass. He tries to pass to, looks like, number 23. Yeah, number 23 for Davis County. The ball's completed for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. Putting the Storm on the tackle.
Second and 6 from the Chargers' 46-yard line here.
Coming back up to the line, Davis County. They're in the shotgun.
Jacob Jones in the
back
here.
Ball. Handed the ball right up the middle. Pretty good game, about 7 or 8 yards for another Davis County first down. Down to about the Sheraton 36.
Sheraton just really doesn't have an answer for him right now.
Let's see what Coach Smizer can draw up to slow this down a little bit. They're opening some pretty big holes up that front, that Sheraton line. Davis County's coming back up to the line of scrimmage. Got a man in motion. Ball snapped. Inside handoff to the motion man. And Sheraton stopped that one up pretty well. Looks like they stopped him for maybe 1 yard gain, no gain at all maybe. It's going to be second down and almost 10 at Sheraton 36-yard line.
Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for all your all-star players. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy is at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game.
Davis County is over the ball. The ball's about to be snapped. Man in motion again. Oh, there are flags on the play. We'll have to see what that flag is for.
We've got a false start on the offense here.
Looks like they're going to walk it back 5 yards. Ball's going to be just over about the Sheraton 41-yard line. Jacob Cohen's into the game for the Chargers on defense. Davis County's coming back up to the line. Man in motion. Quarterback's taking the ball. Number 12, we got the ball. Takes it back up to about the Sheraton 35-yard line. So a gain of about 7 or 8 yards on that. Number 57 made a great stop on that play. Otherwise, he might have been gone a lot further. About 3rd and 8 at the Sheraton 35-yard line. And there comes Davis County's bringing it right back up to the line.
Two split wide for Davis County.
You got a slot receiver. And fake handoff. Oh, we gave it to him. He handed it to him up the middle. Gain of about another 3 or 4 yards. It's going to bring up 4th down.
That's a really good read. It was coming in outside.
Looks like slipped a little bit on the handoff. Looks like it's going to be about 4th and 4 at the Sheraton 30-yard line. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Quarter. Let's see what Davis County brings up on the 4th down play. Oh, they've called a timeout. Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home health care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all your area athletics.
So what do you think of this first quarter so far, Andrew?
Well, you know, Sheraton, like I said, just really needs to find an answer for this offense. They're really just working the gut. They've passed once and tried that outside sweep one time and really haven't produced much. So
both teams have done a pretty good job of moving the ball. They both stalled at about the same place on the field.
Right.
Davis County's, the timeout's over. Davis County's back over the ball, 4th and 4.
Takes the snap, keeps it himself.
Quarterback keeps it. Oh, it's going to be close. We'll see where they spot it. It's very close. They're going to bring out the chains to measure this. Oh, no, they didn't. They turned the ball over to Sheraton.
All right. Sheraton crowd getting excited again.
Sheraton crowd going crazy. It looks like Sheraton's going to take over at about their own 26, 27-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 10. Looks like Quinn Storm's still going to be the quarterback this series. They're coming up over the ball. They've got
four
wideouts.
That's right.
And it's a read option. Quinn Storm's got the ball, running it up the middle. Gain of about 6.
Wow.
Up to about the 35-yard line.
Not a huge hole there, but really took advantage of that and just kind of shot up there and got a good 6 yards.
Good, strong play. Pretty good hole in the middle. Coming back up to the line. Looks like Davis County's putting most of their players right up on the line of scrimmage for this play. Dylan Sanders has the ball. He's going to the right side.
Wow.
Good play. Nice play.
Fighting off two defenders.
A gain of about 12, 13 yards on that play. So it's a Sheridan first down at their own 46. About 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
He's a smaller back, but he has some of the fastest feet I've ever seen.
Quinn Sanders. Quinn Storm has the play. He's got the Chargers back up at the line of scrimmage. We've got four receivers again on this play. One in motion. Fake handoff to the motion man. Quinn's got the ball, and he gains about two.
Set that play up. He's turned that man in motion, given it to him three times in a row now, and keeps it this time. And
we've got a short gain on it. Number 88 coming into the game to get the play into Quinn.
Charlie Palmer's
got the play. Quinn's going to bring him back up to the line. Davis County's back up at the line.
Score still 0-0, about 2 minutes and 41 seconds left to play.
We've got a second and 8 at the 48-yard line. Ball snaps. Quinn's rolling out. He's rolling out. He's going to throw off the field.
Keeps it.
Oh, looks like there's a flag on the play. Quinn keeps the ball, and he gets close to the first down.
The flag's upfield, so it looks like
maybe there was a hold on one of Sheridan's receivers. We'll see what the officials have to say.
Smizer's not happy about that.
No. Doesn't look like he's... Yep, holding on the defense.
Okay. Looks like they were holding number 37, Derek Lang, out there. Looks like he had a pretty open lane to cut up field and just holding him back. And
looks like he'd just gotten a step behind the defender, and the defender grabbed him as he went by. So the ball is going to end up, the officials are spotting the ball now. We're going to see where the ball ends up. Davis County's got a decent-sized crowd here.
We have 10 yards from the end of the play there.
Going to take the ball down to about Davis County 34-yard line. A Sheridan first down. Coming up to the line here. Still have Quinn Storm and Dylan Sanders in the backfield.
A two out wide, slot receiver.
Ball snapped. Hands off to Dylan. Dylan's taking up the right side. Oh, he slipped. He got about 3 yards and slipped down off the right side. Nice little gain. Looks like he got more like closer to 4 yards.
So, running back draw there.
Looks like he's going to put the ball down at about the 31.5-yard line. Just past 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Going to make it a 2nd and 6. Chargers are back up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide outs, one in motion. Inside, handoff. Oh, he stops on a dime and cuts it right back up the middle. Looks like he picked up about 3 or 4 yards on that play. Nice gain on something that looked like it wasn't going to be much of anything for a second there.
Definitely were not able to do that last week with field conditions.
We're looking at about 3rd and 4, about 30-yard line. Just a little over a minute left to go in the first quarter. Chargers are bringing the play in. Coming back up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like we got Derek Lang wide to the right. There. Motion. Oh, Quinn rolled out to the right.
Oh, that's a
flag on the defense. Wide receiver was out there, and he got grabbed before the ball got there.
Brought a man in motion, faked it. TJ Hawkinson roll out about 10 yards, come back, and pretty open. Got caught on the arm there and wasn't able to make the grab.
TJ, though, almost still made that catch.
Yes.
So we got Quinn at the sideline talking to Coach Smizer. Quinn's running back to the huddle to deliver the message for the next play. Officials are still marking off their penalty here. Going to put the ball at about the Davis County, about the 15-yard line of Davis County. It's going to be a 1st and 10. Just under a minute to go in the first quarter. 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sheridan's back up to the line of scrimmage. Davis County's at the line of scrimmage, and the officials are moving away. They started the clock. A keeper by the quarterback, Quinn Storm. He looks like he picked up about 3 yards on that. Takes it down to Davis County 12.
Clock keeps rolling, about 45 seconds left here in the first quarter.
But both teams have done a pretty good job of moving the ball in this first quarter. Chargers are back up to the line of scrimmage.
Going to capitalize here.
Three wide outs. Oh, it's a swing pass to Dillon. Dillon Sanders caught the ball. Good job by the Mustangs. Doesn't look like there was much of a gain on that. Maybe a little small loss on that play.
Thought it out quick.
Looks like number 52 was in on that play for Davis County. Looks like Sheraton lost about 2 yards on that play.
Going to run out the clock here. And
about third and nine, yeah. Team's coming to the sidelines. Going to end the first quarter.
All right, Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is here to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country.
We're at the end of the first quarter. We're in between quarters here. Both teams are on the sidelines talking to their coaches by trying to figure out how to stop each other from moving the ball so well.
Sheraton really been doing really well moving the ball, like you said. Just really got to figure out how to punch it in and not make some messy mistakes here. Right.
We want to thank all the fans for listening to the game tonight. And if you want to comment on the game, you can text to 641-203-1032 if you'd like to leave a comment. Looks like we're getting ready to start the second quarter. Davis County is back on the field, and Sheraton's coming back to the huddle. Been a pretty exciting first quarter. Like I said, it's ball moving up and down the field. Nobody scored yet, but a lot of offense. Sheraton's back at the line of scrimmage. We've got three wide outs. Slot receiver. Quinn's back to pass. Throwing it to the corner.
Up TJ. Touchdown, Sheraton.
Touchdown, TJ. Hawkinson in the corner of the end zone. 6-0, Sheraton Chargers. Great catch by TJ.
Goes up over the receiver.
Beautiful pass by Quinn Storm, too.
Comes down, hangs on to it, rolls over, shows the ball to the ref. Touchdown.
Quinn had great protection by the line. Quinn had plenty of time to put that ball right where it needed to be.
All right. Touchdown's brought to you by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdown. Just an FYI.
The extra point is up and through. So that puts the Sheraton Chargers up 7-0.
All right.
Number two. Edward Rodigan was the kicker on that one. So we're getting ready to have the Chargers kick off. Both teams are on the sidelines. Can take the field here in a second. We've got 11 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. So the Chargers came out right at the beginning of the second quarter and put one in.
Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Those Sheraton cheerleaders still have the fans up on their feet cheering after that touchdown. It's good to see you cheering for so long after something like that. That's a great thing. Now they're doing a stunt here in front of us. Let's see what they're going to do here. Oh. All right. Both teams are taking the field. Chargers are getting ready to kick off. Ball's down at the 40-yard line. Edward Rodgers putting it down.
Cheerleaders doing a little pendulum swing stun here, getting the crowd riled up.
And they're doing a good job of getting the crowd into the game. You got people standing up against the fence in the front. excited about the game.
Once again, just a perfect night.
And Rodigan's back. The whistle is blown for the kick. He's running to the ball. Pretty short kick. It's going to be short. Davis County picks it up at about their 28-yard line, and it looks like he went out of bounds at about the, trying to see where he is.
About the 30-yard line, it looks like.
Looks like he's out of bounds. I think he's out of bounds at about the 28. So they're going to start this drive at their own 28-yard line. It's going to be first and 10. Davis County's bringing the team back out onto the field. Chargers defense is out on the field. Oh, we have whistles. Oh, the official stopped the game. We're taking the tee off the field, it looks like. So we're getting lined up again here, getting ready to go again.
Well, in the history of this series, there's never been a tie, so that little streak's been broken.
Looks like we have flags on the field. What are they going to call? Illegal motion on Davis County. Looks like that's probably a 5-yard penalty. Going to move them back to about the 22-yard line. That's going to make it a first and 15 from their own 22.
That's the fourth penalty on the Mustangs here tonight. That's really been hurting them.
Line back up over the ball. Ball snapped. It was a high snap. Handed off to the running back. First man through, and he made a good run there. He got about 10 yards on that play. That was a nice run. Looks like he had a little bit of an opening there. Number 69 just went into the game for Sheraton on defense. Davis County's bringing their team back up to the line. Sheraton's getting lined up across from them. Ball snapped, throwing the ball.
Oh, nearly picked off.
Picked off by Derek Lang. Great play. Ball's thrown into the flat. Derek cut it off, but just couldn't quite bring it in. Good play by Derek Lang. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for Davis County.
Big third down here.
Ball on their own 32. About 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Chargers are leading 7-0. Davis County's coming back up to the line. Man in motion. Quarterback drops back to pass. It's a screen pass.
A lot of room.
A lot of running room. A lot of open ground here.
To 50.
He's got it down to about the 41-yard line of Sheraton. There was a lot of open space there. He had a whole convoy in front of him to open up a hole for him.
That was a great play call. Sheraton's been applying a lot of pressure the last few plays there and really just kind of set it up well. Sheraton came in really hard. And
looks like Derek Lang made the tackle on that one. Very good screen pass. Set up very well. We've got Davis County has the ball at the Sheraton 40-yard line. They're getting ready to snap the ball. Ball snapped. Handed off to the running back right up the middle. He is fighting for yardage, and he's getting some yardage. He's got about 5 or 6 yards on that play when it looked like he wasn't going to get anything.
Swarm of Chargers stood him up there.
He just kept his legs moving, and he got some yardage out of it. They're now down to about Sheraton 35-yard line. It's going to be 2nd and 5. Davis County's taking a little longer in the huddle this time.
Again, score 7-0 with about 10:30 left in the second quarter here.
Okay, ball's getting snapped. It was a high snap again. Quarterback's running the ball. He had a quarterback keeper. He got really close to the first down.
Justin Nutt again. That
looks like it's a first down.
That read option. Once again, just in that those first few drives, just really able to create.
Brought down by number 72. So we're at about the Charger 30-yard line, 1st and 10 for Davis County. They're doing a heck of a job of running that option. Ball handed off to the running back straight up the middle. About a 4-yard gain, it looks like. Number 57, Chase Alton, off and on the tackle. Good play by Chase. We're going to have second and six from the Charger 26.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home is part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheraton, a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Davis County's coming back up to the line. Hand off right up the middle to the running back, number 12. He's taking the ball out to the right side, outside. He gained about 16, 17 yards on that play. That was a big play for Davis County. He
took a great read.
Took it down to about the Sheraton, it's like about 10-yard line, 10 or 11-yard line. Big first down by Davis County. They're going to mark him down at the 12. About 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Sheraton still up 7-0. Davis County's got some momentum on this drive. Davis County's bringing it up to the line of scrimmage. Looks like he handed up the middle to the running back, number 12. Gained 3 or 4 yards again. We have a score update. Albia is beating Fairfield 14-0. So that's a big game for Albia.
If they had Huff in here, the sophomore quarterback, it looks like they're switching him out here again.
Yeah, they've been very effective. Looks like it's going to be about a 2nd and 9 on the 11-yard line. Back to pass.
Oh,
it looks like he got swarmed under by the Sheraton defense. That was number 38, T.J. Hawkinson, and number 88, Charlie Palmer, on the
about
back.
10 yards, nearly lost the ball coming down.
That's going to make it about a 3rd and 20 at the 27, with just under 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So they were going to try a little pass on that play, it looked like, but the receivers were covered and the Sheraton rush was strong on that play.
We've got 3 out wide for the Mustangs here.
Drop back to pass.
Huff fires it.
Drops it over the middle, and he's tackled almost immediately on that play. Number 57 on the tackle, Chase Alton Hoffman. It's going to make it a 4th down and about 12 or 13 yards at the Sheraton 16-yard line. Let's see what Davis County decides to do with this 4th down. Well, they're going to call timeout and go talk it over with the coach. Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery Store and Homemade Candy. The candy is fresh made in the store and will ship anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and an old-fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers.
All right, we got 4th and long here for the Mustangs. 7-0 Chargers, about 7 minutes left to play. The Mustangs started their drive here on their own 27. A really good drive going here. Trying to keep it going.
Yeah, they've got a lot of momentum on this drive. They've marched it right down the field in big chunks.
Yep.
Sheraton's been able to stop them, take them down to 4th down, 13. Stop them at the 16-yard line. Let's see if Davis County has something up their sleeves on this 4th down play. Just a little over 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Davis County's back on the field. They're coming up over the ball. He throws pass, throw it over the middle. It's caught over the middle.
That's going to be close.
It's going to be close to a 1st down. It's going to be very close. He threw it right over the middle.
I think he's got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like he may have it.
That was to Matthew Hopkins. Oh, no, it's a turnover on downs.
No, they didn't quite get there. It was close.
Sheraton crowd extremely happy about that. All on their feet here.
Sheraton crowd's going crazy. They're happy about that turnover. That looked like it was close to Davis County score there. They were marching it right down the field. Sheraton's going to take over on offense on their own 4-yard line. It's going to be a first and 10. We've got three wide outs. The handoff to Dylan Sanders. Looks like he's going to gain 2 or 3 yards. Nice job by Davis County stopping that play. Looks like he gained about, got maybe a yard. Davis County held that corn, held that edge. Aaron Kane's bringing the play in to Quinn. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage.
Single back, shotgun.
We've got illegal motion on the Chargers. Looks like maybe TJ Hawkinson jumped a little bit on that one. He was lined up in the slot on that play. So that's going to back the Chargers up about 4 yards probably. It's going to take it back half the distance to the goal.
On their own 2-yard line.
So it's going to be about a second and 12. Chargers are bringing it up to the line of scrimmage. They're lined up in the same formation.
Same play, a swing out to T.J. Hawkinson.
Yeah, they had a triplets to the left, and then T.J. was lined up behind the two other receivers. They got it to him, and looks like he gained about a yard or two maybe on the play. So it's going to make it third and 11 from their own 3-yard line. About just under 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Score 7-0, Chargers. Sure. 5 minutes and about 45 seconds left.
Chargers take a timeout. They want to talk it over. They need to get it out of their end of the field to make this a little more manageable. We're at a third and 11.
KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised to Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134.
Looks like we're going to get back to some football here. Both teams are taking the field. Sheraton's got a third and 11 from their own 3-yard line. So just under 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. The officials just blew it ready for play. They're third and 11 from their own 3.
Oh,
they fumbled the snap, it looks like. Looks like the Chargers are going to be down with about their own 1-yard line.
Yeah, hard snap into Quinn Storm. Hands kind of shot up in the air, and luckily one of our receivers caught it, but tackles as he stands. So
it looks like they're going to have to punt from deep in Sheraton's own territory. Makes it a fourth and 12 from their own 2-yard line. Looks like Davis County is going to get great field position on this play.
Looks like senior Jacob Jones out deep to receive for the Mustangs.
And the punter for Sheraton is it T.J. Hawkinson.
Good deep punt.
That was a nice punt. Took him back to the 50-yard line. Looks like in the back out here on the tackle. Number 23 got blocked in the back. Davis County took it back to about Sheraton's 32-yard line or so. But we'll see what the flags are about.
Yeah, that seems to be the call. It's kind of out in the open field there. No one else around him. Just the one Mustang defender came from behind and
We're just under 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes, 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. The officials are going to mark the ball here in just a minute. Sheraton Ford Mercury. Sheraton football has line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton. They're marching the ball back to the Davis County 49-yard line, 48-yard line. Both teams are coming out on the field. They're moving the sticks back to midfield. So that ended up being a pretty big loss for Davis County on that. It cost them about 20 yards on that block in the back. Officials are over the ball, setting the sticks. It's going to give them a first and 10 from their own 48. Sheraton's up 7-0. Davis County's got the ball. Ball snapped. Hands it off to the running back right up the middle. He gained about 10 yards on that play. Took it right up the middle.
Switch quarterbacks. Back to Justin Utt here. They mixed it up at that last drive with Zach Hoof.
Number 57 made the tackle for Sheraton on that play. That looks like another first down for Davis County. We've got a first and 10 at about the 40-and-a-half-yard line. Davis County's over the ball. They snap it. And
the read quarterback
keeps it.
Looks like his knee was down.
Yeah, he put his knee down. So they're going to call him down with about a 2-yard loss on that play. Looks like he slipped down and maybe his knee touched.
Almost looked like a really good juke move. He was just so low that his knee must have caught.
So that's going to make it a second and 12 from the Sheraton 42-yard line. Davis County has the ball. Davis County's splitting. Looks like they've got three wides in this play. They've got one back in the backfield. Ball snapped. He's rolling out to his left. Jacob Cohen's in. Oh, number 57, Drew Dalton Hopkins.
Comes out another.
That was a pretty hard hit there. He tackles Davis County's quarterback at about the 49-yard line.
Justin Utt drops back about 10 yards, just ready to launch it, and out of nowhere.
Just kidding. He was also being chased by Jacob Cohen on that play. That's going to make a third and 20 from the Davis County 49-yard line. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Evan Havoc was also in on that last tackle.
Long third down, third and 20.
Davis County's got the ball. Snap it. Read option. Hand it to the running back, number 5, right up the middle. Looks like he gained about 4 or 5 yards on that play.
Dalton Johnson there for the Mustangs.
They've got the ball down to about the 48-and-a-half-yard line of Sheraton. It's going to be 4th and 18. Looks like they're dropping back to punt the ball. Another score update with Albia and Fairfield. Albia's up 28-0 over Fairfield.
Deep for the Chargers. Looks like we got Derek Lang and Dylan Sanders back.
Punt in the air. It's a high punt. Not very long. It's taking a Davis County bounce. Everybody's getting away from it. Davis County downs it at about the 20-yard line, it looks like. That's going to give Sheraton a first and 10 with just over 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
CNC Cycle. Make your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Okay, Sheraton's bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage. We've got Quinn Storm in the shotgun again. Man in motion, Derek Lang. Handed it off to Dylan Sanders right up the middle. Dylan, what a nerve hole. Got a 14-yard gain on that play. It's going to take it up to the Charger 33-yard line. About the Charger 33-yard line. It's going to give Chargers another first and 10.
All right. Sheraton fans getting riled up once again.
Chargers are speeding it up. They're back over the ball. Just over 2 minutes to go. Ball snapped to pass out to Derek Lang on the right flat, and Derek stopped for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards.
Could have maybe got out of bounds there, but
he was trying to make something happen, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at about the 36-yard line. Going to make it about a 2nd and 7. Clock is still running. Chargers are coming back up to the line of scrimmage now. Offset eye.
Derek Lane comes in motion all the way across the field this time. Oh, TJ, miscommunication there.
Yeah.
TJ looks like he turned around, pointed the Mustangs were back deep. They knew it was going long, and so TJ kind of stopped up about 10 yards short, and the pass is over his head.
And TJ broke the pattern off and went through a long. So that's going to bring up about a 3rd and 7 at the Sheraton 36-yard line. Minute 24 left to go in the quarter. So we've got 3 wideouts. Derek Lang's out wide to the left. Oh! Tried to throw it to the tight end up the middle and just broken up by Davis County. That was almost an interception and almost a touchdown.
Tried to rifle it in there to Bradley Krutzinger. Small opening. Looks like we had 4 streaks going up the field there and just couldn't convert.
That brings up a 4th and 7 with a minute 21 to go in the quarter. Ball on the Sheraton 36-yard line.
So we got number 23, Jacob Jones, back for the Mustangs.
Oh, we got a fake. It's a fake punt. Oh, and it's completed to T.J. Hawkinson.
T.J.
Hawkinson. He's going down to the 15-yard line. That was a long fake punt. Sheraton ran that one to perfection that time. Gained about 40 yards on that play. That's going to give Sheraton a chance to score before the half.
Had the fake snap. The kicker jumped around like it was coming to him.
Aaron Kane got the ball instead of the punter, and he threw it to T.J. Hawkinson down the right sideline. He took it all the way down to about the 16-yard line. So it's 1st and 10 for the Chargers at 16 with a minute 7 to go, and the clock is running. Hands off to Dylan Sanders. Dylan's making some yardage there. He's gained about 4 or 5 yards on that play, but we're under a minute to go. So it's 2nd and 5 at the 11-yard line. Looks like the Chargers are going to call a timeout. Hardee's of Sheraton. The Sheraton Hardee's has a meal for the hungry. Get a cheeseburger or chicken sandwich with fries and a drink and a turnover for just $5. Save our Hardee's Texas Thick Burger, smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket, and cheese on a homemade bun. Grace Baptist Church, proud supporter of the Sheraton Chargers. Football on Thunder Country, KIIC. That was a turning point, it looked like, in the game. That fake punt worked as well as it did. That was a big play for the Chargers. Let's see if they can convert before the half. Davis County's played very well on defense, though. We'll see if they can get the job done before we get to halftime.
Sheraton loves to run the fake punt. You got to be ready for that. And
looks like Davis County's coming back out on the field, and so is Sheraton. So we're going to get back to some football. Looks like we've got 53 seconds left in the half. Sheraton's got 3 wideouts.
Looks
back to pass. He's throwing to Hawkinson.
The end zone.
The end zone.
I think he's
got it.
Touchdown.
Ben Storm to T.J. Hawkinson in the left corner of the end zone.
Wow. Once again, same thing as on the other side. Just throws it up high, and T.J. goes up and gets it. Like Sheraton.
Sheraton's getting ready to kick the extra point. Edward Rodigan's lining up for the extra point.
Summers Insurance and West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers touchdowns.
Oh, the point was blocked. So Sheraton's up 13-0 with 47 seconds left to go in the half. The crowd's on their feet. Sheraton fight song is playing. The cheerleaders are leading them in the cheer.
really good job of the Chargers there to stay in there, stay with it, and not give up on that drive.
That was a great, like I said, a big turning point was that fake punt that worked well and got him about 40 yards. It was run to perfection. Each team's on the sidelines talking to their coaches. There's under a minute to go. Each trying to devise what they're going to do in this last minute. Both teams are taking the field again.
Kent Farm Management leads the way to the great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and are proud to be a supporter of the Sheraton Chargers and the KIC.
Okay, the Chargers are lined up. We've got the whistle to go ahead and kick the ball. We're running up to kick the ball. It's the kick. It's a little bit longer kick this time, but one of the shorter guys fields it on the fly.
Oh, my.
He gets around to the right side, and he slips. Slips down. Number 30 made the tackle on that play.
Nearly broke it up the left side. There was almost a lane there. The Chargers were kind of flooding to the middle, and slipped up at the last second.
Yeah. He picked it up, and he ran immediately to the left side of the field, and all the Chargers were still in the middle. So number 30 saved a tackle, had a saving tackle there. That's going to give us about 43 seconds left to go in this quarter. Davis County's on the sideline, and they're breaking their huddle now and coming back out onto the field. It's going to give them a first and 10 at about the Davis County 39-yard line. They're over the ball.
Austin Nutt in at quarterback. Drops back.
And he's throwing the ball down.
Deep pass.
Intercepted by the Chargers. Derek Lang's intercepting the ball.
Takes it back to the 50.
He's taking it back down the left sideline. Takes it back to about the 45-yard line, it looks like.
Gets out of bounds. Out of about 32 seconds left
of Davis County. So they're on about Davis County's 45-yard line with the ball.
Another little turn of events there. This is
Davis County was trying to get a big chunk on that play, it looked like. Oh, there's a flag on the play. Looks like a block in the back on Sheraton on the return.
Great catch by Derek Lang. Ball was thrown over his head, was kind of turned backwards to it, coming in and was able to bring it down.
And Derek looked like the receiver on that play. So it's a 15-yard penalty. It's going to take Sheraton back to, and it's from the point of the foul, it looks like. So it's going to take Sheraton back to about the 33-yard line, their own 33.
Yeah, about a 20-yard mistake there.
We'll see what Coach Smyther decides to do with the ball here with 32 seconds left to go.
We got Hawkinson out wide again. Him and Derek Lang, each twins on the right side.
Derek's in motion. Fake handoff of Derek. And
Goodness, we got the ball going to the outside. He's going down the sideline. Well, he's able to get there. He's going down to the Davis County 20-yard line.
About 22 seconds left.
That was about a 35-yard pickup on that play. He took it up the middle and broke it to the outside and just outrun everybody to the sideline.
They were kind of heavy shading TJ and Derek's side, and Derek brought him in motion, opened it up, and gave it to Dylan Sanders up the gut and was able to make a nice stiff arm, just kind of bounce to the outside.
Great run by Dylan, great blocking by everybody. Now we're on the 18-yard line, it looks like. First and 10, 22 seconds to go.
TJ Hawkinson in motion.
Quinn's back to the pass. He's throwing it over the middle. Incomplete over the middle. Looks like we had a guy open over the middle. Just couldn't quite bring it in.
Two guys in a crossing route. Almost nearly ran into each other. They're both a little unsure of who it was going to.
All right, we've got 18 seconds left to go. Second and 10 from the 18-yard line. Sheraton's back over the ball. Quinn Storm's got the ball. He's rolling out to his left. There's a lot of pressure.
He's rolling all right.
Throws it up in the air.
Nearly brought down.
I can't tell. The Davis County defender seems thinks he's intercepted it. The referees are saying no interception. It looks like it's going to just be an incomplete pass.
We got about 8 seconds left. Sheraton still leads 13-0.
Oh, there's a flag on the play. Let's see what this flag is.
Referee's talking it over.
Quinn Storm standing waiting to see what their decision is. Coach Smizer looks like he's waiting to see what the decision is, too.
It's a really well-designed play. He rolls out. See what he calls here.
It's a penalty on Davis County. I'm not sure what the penalty is. But they're marching it off.
Half
going to be half
the goal.
The goal, yeah. It's going to get Sheraton the ball on the 9-yard line. Excuse me, it's going to be the 7-yard line. Okay, the play just came in from the sidelines for the Chargers. They probably got time for two more plays or one play in a field goal.
I'm not sure what the call was. It looks like it could have been roughing the passer.
Yeah, it did. I couldn't tell, though, either. Okay, we've got two wideouts.
Rolls out to the right again.
Oh.
Just gets it off before going down.
Got it off right before he got tackled. The pass was short out to the flat. Looks like it's going to bring up a fourth down.
About 3 seconds left. Once again, Sheraton leads 13-0.
Okay, looks like Sheraton's going for it on fourth down here. They're going to have two wideouts. Clint Storm's back to pass. He's throwing it to Davis.
And the corner.
Derek shot it for a touchdown in the right corner of the end zone.
Beautiful pass, wide open.
Beautiful pass, beautiful catch. Clint Storm to Derek Lang.
Again, Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns.
Chargers are lining up. Oh, looks like they're going to go for two to try to make it a 21-point game. Right now they're up 19-0. The play has come in from the sideline. We'll see what they run here for their two-point conversion. We've got Quinn Storm and Dylan Sanders in the backfield.
Lang in motion. Ball's up to Hawkinson in the end zone.
That's Hawkinson in the end zone. Oh, they say he's out of bounds. He caught it, but he was out of bounds.
Great attempt again. That's extremely tough to defend. Like I said, he's 6'5", and those defensive backs are about 5'9". Little advantage. Well, that brings us into halftime. Score of Sheraton leading 19-0.
19-0 Sheraton Chargers. Now we're going to start the halftime festivities.
All right, I'm here with Tony Casca, and he's going to talk with us a little about the Sheraton proposed bond issue that we're going to be voting here this upcoming Tuesday the 9th. So, Tony, I guess, what are some of the projects and what's going on?
We've got a long list of projects, actually, that we're working on for the bond issue. They are a variety of issues from both the athletic facilities as well as some of the other school facilities as far as the community center and Johnson's Auditorium. Out here at the sports complex where the proposal is for a new tennis court, which would be located just north of the baseball field, some renovations to the baseball field, new backstop, a new warning track, looking at possibly redoing some of the playing surfaces, and repairing some of the irrigation system. One of the biggest pieces, though, would be a new football field, new track. Many people don't know this, but our track isn't even of regulation size, so we can't host any district events here because of the size. So our regulation lane for a track is 42 inches, and ours is less than 36, actually. And the track is just in bad repair anyway. A new synthetic turf for the football field, some new stands for the stadium, and then a new entryway also. And one of the other big pieces out here is a walking path that would tie into the community. There's a community group that's working on a walking path that will connect from Alien all the way out to Northwest Park. And so there'd be a walking path that would go on the east side of the grounds out here and connect to the middle school and then head on out to out on Curtis all the way out to Northwest Park. So part of that would be community done, but part of that would also be done with this bond issue. There'd also be some work done on the wrestling facility, some new doors and windows on that. And then the other big piece is up at the school itself in the community center, redoing the flooring in the community center. That facility was built in, I think, 1983 or 1984, still all the original flooring, and so redoing the floor in there and partition curtain in there. Also going into Johnson Auditorium, new sound system, covering the pit for the pit in the on the stage, recovering some seating, and then also at the basketball court in the high school gym, resurfacing that. That's in really in pretty tough shape, but I think it. And I'm not sure on the date. Somebody told me 1983 or 1984 that was replaced. It's been resurfaced several times, and the school has had somebody come in and take a look at that. They think that could be resurfaced one more time, but it's been resurfaced so many times that it's very thin, and there's a lot of dead spots. You probably remember from days when you played basketball. The ball doesn't bounce very well, and so replacing that surface as well. So those are a lot of the big projects that we're looking at.
Okay, so obviously a lot of stuff going on in this issue, things we really need and, you know, just really important for our town to kind of keep growing and prospering. But, I mean, I guess in your opinion, what is maybe your favorite part or maybe part of the bond issue and kind of who's really going to benefit from all this?
Well, really, to me, the best part of it all is no matter if you're a boy or a girl, we're really touching. And whether you're involved in athletics or drama, band, or anything with the arts, there's benefit for both boys and girls. We're touching nearly every sport, whether it's girls and boys soccer, girls and boys track, cross country, the baseball field, girls and boys tennis, volleyball, basketball. So we touched all of the sports. But then again, we're talking the drama, band, all of those folks that use the community center and Johnson's Auditorium will get some benefit. But beyond that, it's all of these are community facilities. Our track out here, there's not an evening that goes by. My wife and I come out here and we walk often. There's a lot of people that walk and use the track, and in the winter, a lot of people use the community center to walk as well. There's rec leagues going for adult volleyball leagues. Your mom is a big part of Celebrate. They use the auditorium, the Friedenberg series that comes out every that they have all their performing arts throughout the year. So not only are the students benefiting, but the entire community benefits from all the projects that we're talking about.
Yeah, so really just all around, I mean, so important for our community. It's really just a gift that keeps on giving. And so the proposed bond issue, we're going to vote here on Tuesday the 9th. Everyone needs to get out and vote, and thanks, Tony.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, we're back here at Reynolds Field, about to get started here with the second half. We have our Sharon Chargers leading 19-0 against Davis County Mustangs. First half, both offenses moving the ball really well. The Mustangs, you know, they're moving the ball up the field really well with the run, the read option with Justin Nutt, the quarterback. Also had a little success passing. Just couldn't, you know, get it into the end zone. Had a few penalties that were really holding them up. And sure, for the kickoff here.
Thanks again to Tony Casca for coming in and talking about the bond issue. He brought up some very good points. Davis County has the ball on the kickoff. They brought it back to about the 20-yard line, maybe just short of the 20.
Matthew Hopkins on the return.
Going to give them a first and 10. Don't forget, Sharon fans, tomorrow morning at Sheraton Airport from 8 to 11 p.m., there's a great breakfast, a fly-in breakfast at the airport. Watch all the planes and support your airport. They have a breakfast that's $5. Come out and support your airport. Davis County with the ball. They're coming out and they're getting over the ball. The ball is whistled in play. Ball snapped. Handed off to the running back to the right side. Looks like Sheraton stops him for maybe a loss. It's going to be not much gain or a little bit of a loss.
We got sophomore quarterback Zach Huff back in there. They're kind of rotating him and Justin out a little bit. Justin up more of the running quarterback. I think Zach but more of the passing.
Looks like Davis County had about a, it's about a 3-yard loss on that play. So Sheraton made a nice play on that off to the left side of the line. Looks like we've got about 11 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Davis County's coming back up to the line of scrimmage. They have two wide outs, single back. Read option again, handed off to the running back off the left side, and he gains about 7 yards on that play.
Big hole.
Nice play for Davis County, right off the left tackle. That's going to give them about a third and 12, it looks like, or about a third and 8, it looks like. I'm sorry, about a third and 8 from the 22-yard line.
And a very important third down coming up here. I'm having a little trouble converting with these all night long, the Mustangs have, and so.
But they're back up at the line of scrimmage. Let's see what they come up with for this one. They're dropped back to pass. He throws to the right side. He got a man open. Oh, and he drops the ball on the right side.
Wide open. Hit him in the hands. Had to come back a little bit. Still a very, very catchable ball. Sheraton
was a nice lefty there. To the right. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 8. And it looks like Davis County is dropping back to punt.
Derek Lang back deep to receive.
They're pushing Derek back further. Looks like maybe they think he's going to get off a good punt.
Got a lot of room here.
And ball snapped. Hunter kicks the ball. Pretty good punt.
Low liner. Derek's going to pick it up at about the 45. Jukes one.
He runs into his own man. He's taking it out to the right here. Trying to get it back. He's got it at about the 48-yard line. Derek's down about the 48-yard line of the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton will take over from there. First and 10.
So Sharon's going to start the drive here with pretty good field position.
So it's going to be at the 48-yard line. The Chargers are coming up over the ball. The officials are still standing over the ball. Now they're whistling back in play. Man in motion is Derek Lang. Hand off, Dylan Sanders off the right side. Dylan's going to pick up about 6 yards on that play off the right side, off right tackle. Nice play, nice blocking.
He's really able to lead those running back draws. A lot of room, he's quick on his feet. He just makes one, two quick moves and is able to pick up.
He's picking up positive yardage on almost every play. He's keeping his legs moving and he's picking up positive yardage. Now we're going to have about a 2nd and 4 for the Chargers from the Davis County 46. Derek Lang's in motion again. Handoff. Handoff up the middle. He stopped for not much gain, maybe a one-yard gain. Dylan Sanders has a one-yard gain on that play. So that's going to bring up the third and four for the Chargers from the 46-yard line. They're going to give him about a half a yard on that play. Sheraton, Coach Smizer sends in a play. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage. Oh, the official blew the ball dead. He's moving the ball on to the other hash, other side of the hash. So it's back in play now. Sheraton's over the ball.
Hawkinson out wide. Derek in motion. Nearly takes the snap. Quinn, close call.
Quinn Farm keeps the ball to the right and goes out of bounds. Oh, there's a flag on the sideline. Quinn Storm doesn't look like he's got the first down, but there is a flag right where he went down.
It'll be close, I think.
We'll see what this flag is.
Looks like it's going to be against the Mustangs.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Mustangs. Late hit, it looks like, on the quarterback. So that's going to give Sheraton a few yards. It's going to take Sheraton down to probably about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I think he hit him right as he went out of bounds there. And once again, those penalties is really stacking up against the Mustangs. Got to start eliminating those if they want to get back into this game.
The officials are walking off the penalty right now. The Mustangs are backing up. Down to about the Davis County 28-yard line, it looks like. It's going to give Sheraton first and 10 with exactly 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fans are sure fired up here tonight, aren't they, Andrew?
They are. Doing the ritual first down cheer. Off the pitch outside to Dylan Sanders.
He's taking it up the left side. He's got, looks to be about 7 or 8 yards on that play. Nice hole on the left side of the line.
And they've been ready for that. They've been doing that little running back drop the middle about 3 or 4 times in a row and just decided to pitch it out to him instead. And big opening.
Big hole on that left side of the line. Nice job over there on those, for those linemen. That gives Dylan Sanders another 8 yards. Going to give Sheraton a second and two on about the 21-yard line. You've got four wideouts on this play. Derek Lane gets the ball on the inside handoff, takes it up the left side for about 10-yard gain.
Yeah, nice cut.
Nice cut by Derek.
A little counter play, really short, and just sets it up well 3 or 4 times in a row, and then they give it, and had a lot of yards off that tonight.
So Sheraton's moving again with first and 10, ball on the 11-yard line, about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter.
We got Hawkinson in tight this time. Slot.
Hand off to Dylan Sanders again. He's got it on the right side. He's going to get a stop for not much gain. And a great stop by Davis County. Great stop. They held the edge on the left side of the line.
That was Mac Chilton for the Mustangs there. Dayton Lynch.
So now we've got a second and 9. They give Dylan about a yard gain on that play.
Well, we've been in this position about 3 times tonight, and maybe a matter of time until we see Hawkinson in the corner.
We have trips left and one receiver out to the right. Hand is off to Dylan Sanders, taking it up the right side again. Dylan picked up a little more on this play.
Great run.
Great run by Dylan. He got it to the outside. Made the cornerback make the tackle. Looks like it's going to be about a third and about 3 from about the 6-yard line. Looks like we have a timeout called by Davis County. They want to see if they can stop the bleeding on this drive.
Shirt and Napa. At your Shirt and Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all of your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming seasons with big savings at Shirt and Napa with the Napa know-how.
Lucas County Health Center. The comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. We're at 7.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter with Sheraton up 19-0. We've got the ball, third and 2, getting ready to go in for a score.
Davis County's put up a pretty good fight in the past couple of plays, though, so Sheridan's going to have to come up with something to put it in the end zone. Looks like Sheridan's taking the field again, and here comes Davis County. So we should be back to football in just a minute. Cheerleaders still have the fans up and cheering in this game. We've got Sheridan over the ball. Ball's back in play. We've got a motion man. Hand off to Dylan Sanders again. He goes into the pile. It's going to be close. No signal yet. Looks like he stopped just short of the goal line.
Bring a fourth down. Had two backs in the backfield. Fullback came in motion to the strong side and tried to get it right up the gut and just couldn't quite get it in.
Is that going to be a first down, do you think, Andrew? It's going to be real close.
It's going to be really close. It looks... Yeah, it looks as if they're giving it to him. They haven't motioned yet.
He's right on top of the goal line.
Looks like official timeout for a measurement here. It's really close.
They're going to measure this. This could be a big play in the game right here, too. Got 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go with Sheridan up 19-0. Short yardage like this, Sheridan likes to bring in a fullback sometimes. Sometimes it's Bradley Krutzinger. And the measurement is first down.
First down, Chargers.
Sheridan got a first down on about the half-yard line. So that's going to give us a first down.
Another
one to go.
Another four plays to try and punch it in there.
Sheridan coming back out onto the field after getting their instructions from Coach Smizer. And they're lining up here on about the half-yard line. Ball's whistled back in play. Sheridan has four wide receivers on this play.
He's
just taking it as a quarterback sneak, just pounding it up the middle. There's a touchdown.
Touchdown Chargers.
Touchdown Chargers. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheridan Chargers and a proud sponsor of Sheridan Chargers touchdowns.
That was a good play by Coach Schmeiser. Up on the goal line there.
Just punch it in.
Big line, just a little bit. Big storm just kind of took the snap and stepped over the line. Made it look easy.
Looks like we're going to go for one on this. Edward Rodigan's back in. The Lions taking their spot to kick this extra point. Score's 25-0 right now. The kick is up, and it is, it's good, 26-0.
KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices. And free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all of the options for you. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. All right, Chargers looking for the getting ready for the kickoff here.
With the Sheridan up 26-0, the crowd is very much into this game. The students are into this game, and the cheerleaders are keeping them all going. They're doing a back and forth, the cheerleaders, to keep the, oh, my gosh. It's quite a stunt they've got going down there. Sheridan's lined up for the kickoff. We've got Rodgers kicking it again. Oh, that's a better kick. It's down the field.
Oh,
and it's fumbled. Davis County fumbles it, picks it back up, takes it to the left side. Oh, he's got some running room. He's down at about the, oh, the ball's loose again. Fumbled out of bounds, it looks like. And they're motioning. It's Davis County's ball. Looks like the ball's going to be at about the 25-yard line of Davis County. They're going to take over first and 10. Score 26-0. 6 minutes, 54 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Ball's on the 24-yard line.
Good to see such excitement in the crowd tonight. Everybody's up and cheering almost every play.
Another perfect night for football.
Nothing better in September than a Friday night football game. Davis County's got the ball. They're up to the line of scrimmage. They hand it off up the middle. Running back, he gets 3 yards, it looks like. He's up to about the 26-yard line.
Sophomore quarterback Huff back in. Gives it to quarterback Utt at running back now.
So we've got a second and 8 from the 26. Davis County's got the ball. Going to the north end zone. The play comes in from their sideline. They break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Ball snapped. Handed off again up the middle. Looks like we've got a tackle there by number 57 and number 23.
Yeah, it's Chase Altenhoffen and Nick Ryan on the tackle there.
That was a very nice stop. They stopped him cold. So it's going to make it 3rd and 8 from the 26-yard line still. But Davis County is running their plays in from the sideline. Jacob Cohen, Tim Good are really stopping that middle up. They're really putting up a wall there for the other team to try to get through. Then we have Davis County with the ball, handoff off the right side. Again, looks like maybe there was a fumble on that play. Let's see what happened. Regardless, it looks like it's going to be 4th down still. Or it was a turnover, Sheridan. Looks like maybe it was a turnover. We're still trying to get turnovers.
We're going
to
cut out the ball.
Yeah.
On the far sideline over there.
Didn't even a fumble over there. So Sheridan's got the ball again, 1st and 10 from the Davis County 26-yard line. So a good field position to start this drive. 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Sheridan's got 3 wideouts.
So we have Aaron Kane in a quarterback.
Aaron Kane is in a quarterback. Oh, we have a false start, it looks like, on Sheridan. A little change in the quarterback's cadence kind of threw one of Sheridan's linemen off. So that's going to cost them 5 yards. Officials are moving the ball back. So it's going to make it 1st and 15 from about the 30-yard line. When Storm is in at wide receiver, Aaron Kane's in at quarterback. He's got 3 receivers. Good. Ball's out, handed off to... Ball's handed off to Dylan Sanders. Nice run.
Great.
He gets back that penalty plus some more, about a 10-yard run. Nice run by Dylan.
Aaron Kane did a great job of kind of drawing off that run.
So actually, it's about a 12-yard run. We're going to have a 2nd and 3 on that play. We're going to have the ball on about the 19-yard line. Sheridan's coming up the line of scrimmage. Aaron Kane still at quarterback. Man in motion, Derek Lang. Handoff from Dylan Sanders, a stop for a little bit of a loss on that play, it looks like. Number 52 from Davis County makes the stop on that.
Yeah, Connor Davison just whips him down. That was. He's had a few big tackles tonight.
Quinn Storm brings the play in to Aaron Kane, and then he goes out left, out wide left. We've got T.J. Hawkinson and Derek Lang to the short side of the field. Derek Lang goes in motion. Oh, Aaron Kane takes it up the middle on a keeper. Looks like he gained a yard or two on that play. It's going to make it very close to the 1st down.
Did a good job giving the fake to the motion man and create a little space for himself.
Looks like it's going to be just short. It's going to bring up 4th and 1, it looks like.
About 3 minutes and 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. Sheridan's still up 26-0.
Sheridan's got the ball on Davis County's 16-yard line. Davis County's tightened up a little bit the last couple of plays, so we've got fourth and one. Darren Kane in the quarterback. Looks like we've got a fullback in there. Offset from the quarterback. Hands it off to the fullback. Does he get the first down? Looks like he has the first down. No. Yep, there's the motion. He's got the first down. The Sheridan's going to have the ball first and 10 at the 13-yard line. Sheridan's coming back up to the ball. They've got three wide receivers, Quinn Storm, Derek Lang. T.J. Hawkinson's lined up on the end. Aaron Kane's rolling out for a pass. He passes it to T.J. Hawkinson. Looks like gain of about 8 or 9 yards on that play.
Really good pass.
Roll out to the flat.
He throws a strike right into T.J. hard, small opening, and just able to pick up about
7 yards.
7 yards there, yeah.
Charlie Palmer brings the play in to quarterback. We're going to have another play run here in just a second. Second and three from the 7-yard line. Aaron Kane has the ball. He's rolling out the pass. Throwing it to the right side. Oh, looks like it was a little over the head of T.J. Hawkinson at the end of the
flag there. Doesn't get one.
T.J. looked like he was triple covered on that play.
Yeah, I think that was a good play. Just throw it away. Not try to force it in there.
It's going to be hard to get it to him. So we've got a third and three then with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Quinn Storm's bringing in play to Aaron Kane. Coming up to the line of scrimmage. We've got Derek Lang and Quinn Storm split to the short side of the field.
Looking right.
Derek Lang to Derek Lang. Looks like Derek has stopped at about the 5-yard line.
Hit as he brings it in, not able to
get my staff. County was right there. They give them credit. They were right on there for the tackle. They were covering Derek pretty well. Derek got the ball and gained a couple of yards on that play.
Official timeout here. We're going to do a quick measurement.
They're measuring right now. The officials are measuring. See if it's first down or not from the spot on the field of Derek's forward motion. Stretching the chains out now.
Looks as if it's just about a couple inches short here. Sheridan's going to bring up fourth down for Sheridan here.
Let's see what Coach Smizer brings in for this fourth down play. Big play in this game. Keep the momentum going for the Chargers. Fans are up on their feet. Cheerleaders are keeping them going. Got a fullback in again. Hand it off to the fullback. Looks like they're calling that a first down. We've got a first down and two to go on the 2-yard line.
Sheridan have four more plays here to punch it in. Clock's going to continue to run here. About 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Sheridan up 26-0.
Crowd's anticipating Sheridan's next play. They're up to the line of scrimmage. Aaron Kane's still a quarterback. He's throwing the ball to T.J. Hawkinson.
The ref signaled 2 feet were down, 1 foot was down, and touchdown Chargers.
In the back of the end zone, T.J. Hawkinson from Aaron Kane. Nice pass, nice catch. Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheridan Chargers and a proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger foot touchdowns.
All right, so Sheridan and the Mustangs haven't played since 1991, but when the series first started, the first 8 games of their series, way back when, was led by 8 shutouts in a row. Right now it's 32-0. We'll see if this new this new set of series continues. Nice kick.
Nice kick. Edward Rodgerson gets the extra point. That makes it 33-0 to Sheridan with a minute 34 left to go. Piper's. Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, and old-fashioned grocery. They're proud to support the Sheridan Chargers.
Johnson Machine Works, a proud member of the Sheridan community and sponsor of the Sheridan Chargers on Thunder Country. Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee has weekly grocery specials to help make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
Getting ready for the kickoff after the touchdown by the Chargers. Scores 33-0. Charger fans, don't forget, tomorrow morning at the Sheridan Airport from 8 to 11 a.m. We're having a great breakfast with a fly-in breakfast. You can watch the planes and support your airport. It's only $5 for that breakfast. Come out and support them from 8 to 11 in the morning. Looks like we've got Edward Rodigan kicking off again for the Sheridan Chargers. The whistle's going. There's the kickoff. Deep kickoff. It's taking it back down to about the 10-yard line. Davis County's bringing it up the field. He's bringing it up the middle. He's out to about the, looks like about the 26-yard line, 27-yard line. That's where Davis County will take over, first down and 10.
Yeah, great kick by Edward Rodigan.
Let's see what Davis County can get going, see if they're going to continue to run that read option. It's been pretty effective. They just haven't been able to put it in the end zone. Sheridan, I think a little bit has something to do with Sheridan's defense, though. They're looking pretty stout tonight.
The interception and a fumble recovery.
Okay, Davis County's got four wideouts on this play. And they're running up the middle, read option, straight up the middle. Jacob Cohen on the stop for about a gain of 2 yards, it looks like, Davis County, 2 to 3 yards. Nice stop by that front four of Sheridan Chargers. Going to make it about a 2nd and 7 from the Davis County 29-yard line. What do you think of that defensive line tonight, Andrew?
Looking good. I mean, they're really just, nothing's really getting past them. First few drives there, they were a little shaky, but they really stepped it up.
You're right. Okay, Davis County to run another play, hand it off to the running back, off to the right side, and he has a pretty nice gain on that, about 7 or 8 yard gain.
A lot of momentum there.
Yeah, it's going to be close to a first down. It's going to make it a 3rd and 1 from the Davis County. Well, it looks like they're going to, I think maybe going to give them 3rd and 1 from the Davis County 35-yard line, 21 seconds to go in the quarter.
Back in a quarterback, the give, and looks like they're going to pick up the first down here.
Looks like they're going to get the first down by a yard or two. So we've got about 13 seconds left to go in the quarter. Going to reset the clock here. Reset the plays to a 1st and 10. We've got the ball at about the 39-yard line, Davis County. The Mustangs are starting to move the ball again. They're coming up to the line of scrimmage. Sheridan's coming out to cover their receivers. Oh, the end of the quarter, the end of the third quarter. Well, it's the end of the third quarter. Sheridan Chargers up 33-0. And with Davis County having the ball at their own 39-yard line.
Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1yourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is part of your community and part of your lives here in Sheridan. A proud sponsor of Sheridan Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, both teams trotting back onto the field here.
We're going to start this fourth quarter. Sheridan up 33-0. It's been a good game for the Chargers. Davis County's played well at times, too.
You need to put a few quick drives here together if they want to try and get back in this game.
No, they need a couple, few touchdowns here. Davis County's back up to the line of scrimmage. We're going to start this fourth quarter.
Sure, and sitting back in a cover two here. Man in motion. Quarterback keeps it.
Gains about 3 yards on that play. Brings it to the line of scrimmage. Brings it to the sidelines over here near the Sheraton bench. Looks like he gained about 2 yards on that play. It's going to make it a second and eight at their own 41-yard line. Sheraton comes back up to the line of scrimmage. Davis County hasn't brought a play in yet. Looks like they're looking, trying to decide what to do. Oh, they've called a timeout. Davis County's taking a timeout here at the beginning of the fourth quarter, trying to capitalize on this field position.
Yeah.
Sheraton fans are still, nobody's left this game yet. Even with a sort of lopsided score, everybody's still here.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical, come home and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
Hanson Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics.
Got music playing here. Fans in the stands dancing with the cheerleaders. And
band sounding good tonight.
Yeah.
Looks like the players are back up to the line of scrimmage. Davis County with the ball, second and eight at their own 41. Hand off to the running back. Oh, he's got a big hole to the right. Big hole to the right. He gained about 9 or 10 yards on that play. Looks like he's going to have a first down.
23, Jacob Jones for the Mustangs.
He had a big hole off that side that time. Must have been a missed assignment there. So first down for Davis County at their own at the Sheraton 47-yard line. So they're on the Sheraton side of the field. Looks like they're coming up to the line of scrimmage again. They're going to have two backs in the backfield this time, along with their quarterback. And hands it off to the running back off the left side again.
Jacob Jones again picks up more positive yardage.
Nice gain of 5 yards on that play. That's going to give him about a second and five from about the Sheraton 42-yard
line. Yep.
Sheraton needs to stiffen up here if they want to keep them out of the end zone. Davis County has a little bit of momentum going here.
10.5 minutes here left in the fourth. Sheraton up 33-0.
Two backs in the backfield again with the quarterback, taking it right up the middle again. This time he stopped for not much of a gain.
Maybe gained one there.
A nice play right up the middle there, linebackers and linemen.
Same play, Jacob Jones, tailback, following fullbacks.
He's still at the Sheraton 42-yard line, third and five.
Big play here. Let's see what the Mustangs come out with.
Davis County's running in their play. Yeah, third and five's a big play. I wonder if Davis County may go for it even if it comes to a fourth down. They're at the line of scrimmage. Just one back in the backfield this time.
One out wide, maybe an option.
They ran the quarterback option. The quarterback was stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So we're looking at about a fourth and four, it looks like, from the Sheraton 42-yard line, 41-yard line.
Great job of the Chargers there, really the collapse on that before he could get out there and get that pitch off.
Davis County brings their play in and come back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to send a couple of players out wide. They're over the ball.
Sheraton
slap. They're going to throw the ball. Trying to throw it across the middle, and it's complete.
Pick up the first down.
It's right in the center of the field. He just found a hole and sat down in it. The quarterback found him there. A nice stop by number 57,
senior Justin Ott with the pass there.
So that's a first down for Davis County. Gives them a first and 10 at Sheraton's 35-yard line. They are getting to gain a little momentum on this drive, Andrew.
Yeah, that's only the second time we see Justin Ott throw tonight. That's the sophomore quarterback, like I said, has been the, kind of the passing attack here.
Okay, we've got a handoff up the middle. And that running back's going to gain about 3 or 4 yards, it looks like. Take it down to about the Sheraton 32-yard line. So that was a nice gain on first down.
They're moving the chains, but very slowly. They need to keep using that clock and not eating it up so quick with these short runs.
Davis County's back up to the line of scrimmage. Sheraton's defending. Shotgun snap. Hands it up to the
huge hole.
That's the touchdown straight up the middle. Touchdown, Davis County.
Wow, you didn't even see him. Number 5, Dalton Johnson there for the Mustangs.
He just came running out of the back of the pile.
Quick fullback up the middle, just snuck out behind everyone.
So that makes it 33-6. Very nice play by Davis County.
All right, and that's a Summers Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Sheraton Chargers and a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger Touchdowns. All right, we've got the Mustangs going for 2 here.
Mustangs are going to go to 2 to try to close down the gap a little bit.
Beck's going to keep it, and he's going to get it.
Get it. He's going to get in. It's going to be 33-8. That was a nice drive by the Mustangs. Very nice drive. We've got about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Davis County is going to be kicking off to the Chargers.
See if we see some type of onside.
Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done.
Sheraton Ford Mercury, Charger football has a line with the power of a Ford F-150 and running backs with the speed and maneuverability of a Ford Mustang. See the new F-150 and Mustangs at Sheraton Ford Mercury at 124 South Main in Sheraton.
Teams are back on the field. Davis County is going to be kicking off to the Sheraton Chargers.
We got Sanders back deep.
Number 52 for Davis County is going to be doing the kickoffs.
To Connor Davidson.
He's getting ready to run up, and the run up on the ball and the kick. It's not a very deep kick.
Derek Langfield's at about the 30-yard line. He's going to take it outside.
He's taking it up the short side sidelines, and he's taken out of bounds at about the 40-yard line.
About the 40-yard line. Sheraton's got about
nice return by Derek.
A little under 8 minutes here in the fourth quarter to work with.
Sheraton's going to have a first and 10 at the their own 41-yard line. Looks like Coach Smizer sent the play in. Looks like we have got a one back backfield. We got a man in motion. Derek Lang in motion.
Ooh.
Dylan Sanders gets the ball, and there is not much there for Dylan.
He's going to be stopped for a little loss.
Dylan was swallowed up pretty quickly after he got that ball. So he's going to lose a yard on that play. Going to make a second 11 from the Sheraton 40-yard line. They're back up on the ball already. They're speeding up the pace a little bit, it looks like. Got Aaron Kane in at quarterback, Dylan Sanders in at tailback.
Aaron Kane takes a snap. Kane
throwing the ball, he's rolling out to his right.
Steps up in the...
Looks like he is brought down for another loss. It looks like he loses about 5 yards on that play.
So he's looking for Hawkinson and Lang to get open there, and he don't got a lot of time to throw. He kind of rolled out right and almost got away, but...
Sheraton has a 3rd and 16 from their own 36-yard line. plays in from the sidelines. Aaron Kane still in at quarterback. Let's see what Coach Schmeiser draws up for a 3rd and 16.
Mustangs in a cover two. We got double twins on for Sheraton.
Oh, that was a delayed handoff to Dylan Sanders, and he didn't get much out of that. It was another stop for a loss on that play.
Kane did a good job kind of stepping back like he was going to pass it and then hit the gear, but Mustangs were not buying it.
Sure, lost 2 yards on that play, so we're at a 4th and 18 from our own, from Sheraton's 33-yard line. Looks like we're going to have a punt on the play.
That's what the Mustangs needed, you know. They're going to be giving them a quick four and out and hopefully get the ball here at good field position.
We're under 6 minutes to go. Looks like Sheraton's taking all the time they can to punt this ball. And they punt this one away. Nice punt. It's going down to Davis County. Davis County, got a Sheraton bounce. Picked up about 7 or 8 yards on the bounce, so it's down to the Davis County, about 26-yard line. That's going to give them a 1st and 10 from the 26 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the game. Sheraton up 33-8.
Red Hot Realty, check out all the listings at redhotrealty.com. Proud supporters of the Charger football. Listing 1543 is a 3-bedroom, 1 3/4 bath with a 2.5-car garage. This property backs up to the Grand View Soccer Field in Des Moines. For more information, contact Red Hot Realty at 641-774-4242.
All right. Davis County's back over the ball. Ball snapped. Inside handoff right up the middle. He takes off to the left. He picks up about 4 or 5 yards on that play. Nice little play. They've run it many times tonight.
It's that read option handoff.
We're down to a 2nd and 6 on Davis County's 31-yard line. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in the game. Sheraton up 33-8. Davis County's got 3 wideouts.
They give again up the middle and maybe a gain of 1 there.
Looks like they're almost trying to spread Sheraton out a little bit, taking their tight end off the line of scrimmage and spreading them out and trying to run it through the gaps.
Just picking that 3 or 4 every time.
It's going to give us a 3rd and 5 at the 32-yard line. Davis County is over the ball. Sheraton's lined up on the other side.
It trips right.
They're out here throwing a pass. They're throwing it across the middle to number 1, and that's a completed pass. Down to about Sheraton's 48-yard line. Number 1 caught that pass. That was a really nice pass. He found a hole in the defense and just stayed in it.
Yeah, that was nice. Matthew Hopkins with that catch.
That was a nice play.
Yeah, they had four receivers going deep there, and the 1 coming across the middle underneath. Wide open, just caught him, and a nice pickup there for the Mustangs.
Very nice play. Okay, he's back to pass again. Got a couple of guys across.
A little bit of pressure. He's rolling out.
Rolling out to his right. He's
broken up by T.J. Hawkinson. Nearly intercepted. Both the defender and number 26 had their hands on it and just couldn't come away with it, either one of them.
So that was a nice play by the Sheraton defense. Nice play by T.J. Hawkinson. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the Sheraton 48-yard line for Davis County. Davis County split 2 players out and 1 in the slot.
Charles back for pass again. Pumps
again. Throwing it deep down the field. And he overthrows his receiver. That's a good thing. Sheraton's defender fell down on the play. So that could have been a long touchdown. But that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10.
Yeah, I think the Mustangs coach over there is looking for a flag, but I think he clearly just tripped and so he held him up a little bit.
3rd and 10 from the 48 with 4 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter. Sheraton up 33-8. Davis County comes back to the line of scrimmage. You've got 1 back in the backfield. Everybody close to the line of scrimmage. He's throwing it down the field, down the middle.
Oh.
And it's Incomplete.
Almost a great catch.
Incomplete, yeah. It was a very nice pass. It was very close to a beautiful play.
Yard almost past the stone sample there, laid out for it and just couldn't bring it in.
That brings up a 4th and 10 from Sheraton's 48-yard line. Davis County's taking a timeout with 4 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the game.
The Red Hot Realty property listing 1525 is a fish farm on 120 acres, turnkey operation located in Wayne County. Call Red Hot Realty for more information, 641-774-4242.
CNC Cycle. Make your farm chores easier with the new 4x4 ATV from CNC. They're the biggest ATV dealer in the Midwest. CNC Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Grace Baptist Church is a proud supporter of the Sheraton Chargers. Football on Thunder Country KIIC. Okay, we've got a 4th down and 10 for Davis County on Sheraton's 48. Both teams are back out on the field. The referees are about to blow the ball, to blow it back in play.
Coach King is off the field with defense.
Looks like Sharon's going to bring some pressure. Bringing pressure right up the middle.
Passage throw.
Intercepted.
Intercepted
by the Chargers. Number 23, Nick Ryan, intercepts the ball out in the flat.
Great catch. Secured it, brought it down. Sharon will take over.
Nice defense by the Chargers there. They brought pressure up the middle, and the quarterback had to get rid of it sooner than he wanted to. So, great play. Chargers take over at their own 35-yard line with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Up 33-8.
Kane throwing quarterback. Hawkinson trots off the field here.
Aaron Kane has the ball, hands off to Dylan Sanders, and Dylan is swarmed under immediately. That's a loss of probably another yard or two on that play.
Yeah, about 2 minutes and 45 seconds here. Try to just run up the clock.
Okay, we've got Aaron Kane in at quarterback. Lined up in the I formation, we've got 3 wideouts from the 33-yard line. Aaron Kane hands it off, takes it up the left side. Ringiak takes it clear to the left side. He gets almost all the yardage back. It's going to be about a 3rd and 2.
Yep, to give underneath again to Alec Boldyrev. Fireball coming out of there.
So we're going to have a 3rd and 1 from the Sheraton 45-yard. Yard line. Very nice run on that play. Nice blocking on the corner.
Yeah, bringing in some fresh legs. Adds a little burst of energy to the senior.
The Sheraton goes out. They've got 2 wideouts and a fullback in this play. Davis County's crowding the line of scrimmage, thinking the fullback's going to get the ball, and he did. And I think he has stopped short of the first down. It's going to be close.
Yeah, it looks a little short.
They're unpiling players now, so that's going to bring Sheraton to 4th and 1, maybe a 4th and 1.5 on their own 45-yard line with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the game. Sheraton brings in. Looks like they're going to punt this ball away. Charlie Palmer's back to punt. Down to 2 minutes exactly to go in the game.
Nice snap.
Nice punt. Charlie, nice high, long punt. Davis County goes out of bounds at about the 23-yard line of Davis County. Nice punt, though. It's held up in the air for a long time.
Nice spiral.
So we're gonna switch offense and defense, and Davis County is going to come back and have a 1st and 10 from their own 23 with just under 2 minutes to go in the game. Kent Farm Management leads the way to great real estate investments. Kent Farm Management is proud to invest in the community and proud to be a supporter of Sheraton Chargers on KIIC.
Hardee's of Sheraton. Savor a Hardee's Texas Thick Burger, smoky, juicy beef with jalapeno straws and barbecue smoked brisket. and cheese all on a homemade bun.
All right, we're here at the end of the fourth quarter. Davis County has the ball, handed it up right up the middle. Looks like they gained about 3 or 4 yards on that play. Going to take it out to about the 25-yard line. Going to make it a 2nd and 7. 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go. Sheraton up 33-8.
Got a new junior players out there right now. Number 70, Cody Curry steps in end.
Davis County hands it up right up the middle. He goes down at the 30-yard line. Number 5 was running the ball for Davis County. That's going to bring up about a 3rd and 5 or so from the 30-yard line. 3rd and 5. Davis County's running plays in and out.
Also got Chase Broxma over here at defensive back, steps into the game. And Jacob Jones on the other side.
Davis County's running the ball again, running it off the left side. There's another hole there on the left side.
Oh, he fumbles the ball.
Ball comes loose.
Ball comes loose. I think he falls on it.
Looks like Davis County recovered that ball. Picked up maybe a yard on the play. Looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 4. Clock stopped at 27 seconds to go.
Oh, so they gave him a first down there.
Oh, they did give him a first down. Must have fumbled it forward. So, clock's
running here. 22 seconds left of the game. The last play.
Quarterback takes it right up the middle. He's taking it off the right side. He's going to pick up about 9 or 10 yards on that play off the right side. Official stopped the clock with 13 seconds left to go in the game.
Sheraton Napa, at your Sheraton Napa right now, oil filters are 60% off. Get all your machinery and trucks ready for the upcoming season with big savings at Sheraton Napa with the Napa know-how.
Okay, Davis County's running the ball off the right side again, down the right sideline. It's a nice little gain there again for Davis County. They've taken it down to the Sheraton 35-yard line, 34-yard line, with 1.9 seconds left to go in the game.
Junior Dalton Johnson, another pair of fresh legs out there, steps in, and nice run.
So we're going to have one more play, it looks like, in the game. 1.9 seconds left to go. Sheraton's up 33-8. That's the end of the game. Official started the clock, and we didn't even get another play in. So that's the end of the game. Sheraton wins the game 33-8. Sheraton looks very good in this game.
Yep, able to utilize both the ground game and passing game. TJ Oxenson had 2 touchdowns tonight. Big catches. Like you said, just a 6'5 animal. Throw it up to him, and he'll go get it.
Perfect night for a football game. Looks like the field was in good condition. Everybody. Sheraton looked really good on offense and defense. About as good as the night gets in September. Both teams are shaking hands in the middle of the field. Cheerleaders are cheering at the end of the game.
Hi, this is Andrew Lang and Jim Burbridge with KIC Thunder Country. Have a good night.
Have a good night.